I'm delighted to be joined by RNIB's Colette Kerr, who not only works for the UK's leading sight loss charity, but also is an international judo champion. Thanks very much for joining us, Colette. I bet you never thought we'd be saying that.
I know. The words, my name and judo in the same sentence together, it still feels a bit strange. But yeah, thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Now, you only took up judo a year ago, is that correct?
Just about 18 months ago, yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your background. What's your sight loss condition?
So I was born with cataracts, and then I had the surgery to remove those when I was a baby. And then as I grew up a little bit, I developed glaucoma. So I now live with glaucoma in both eyes. And yeah, so I'm registered blind. I have a decent bit of what I like to call functional or usable vision. So yeah, that's sort of where we are at today.
What made you try out the VI judo? Have you always been quite sporty?
I have been the most unsporty person you could ever imagine. I had a milestone birthday coming up in recent years, and I decided to set myself a little bit of a challenge and take part in there's a marathon in Belfast every year, the Belfast City Marathon. I had decided to take part as part of a relay team in that. So we all had a certain sort of section of it. So I decided in a moment of madness to try doing a section of that. So I had to sort of crash course, literal crash course in running. I actually found that I quite enjoyed the actual exercise. The actual running, I found quite difficult with the sight loss. Unfortunately, I took quite a few tumbles and falls in training for the run, but I managed to get there and I managed to complete my part of the course, pass the baton on at the end, thankfully. But yeah, no, I really just sort of opened up the idea of just because you're visually impaired doesn't mean that you have to sit on your sofa all day. There are options out there for you. And I'd known about the judo group for quite a while. But at the time, I was living just sort of slightly further away, and traveling up to the group was a little bit difficult. And then we ended up incidentally moving house to be a little bit closer. So inside of the while I'm here closer, I may as well give it a go and see what it's like. And I'll not lie, that first class, walking into that first class that first day was very, very nerve-wracking, because even though my children all do judo, so I'd seen what judo sort of involves and what a typical class would be like. I had all these ideas in my head swirling around, thinking, oh my goodness, it must be completely different for adults. You know, it must be a very serious activity and everybody will be very, very formal. And as you do, you try and talk yourself out of these things. But that first class, it just set it in stone for me. It's just such a welcoming activity to do, and it's just so much fun. You know, it's an awful lot of fun, and it is really just the friendships that you develop with judo. It's absolutely amazing.
And did you feel like you were taken to it like a duck to water pretty quickly? Did you know, well, I'm doing quite well here?
I wouldn't necessarily say so. There's an awful lot of things to learn in judo. I think a good judoka, a judoka is a person who practices judo, a good judoka will always be learning. It's incredibly good exercise, so it is challenging physically, but the coaching staff are absolutely amazing, and they break everything down for you into small steps, so nothing ever feels overwhelming, or never ever feels this is too much, I can't do this. Everything's taken very much at the individual's pace of learning.
And your club entered the British Open Adaptive and Visually Impaired Judo Championships in Wales recently, and you came home with the gold.
I did. I still can't believe it. It's a good lot of weeks ago now. It still hasn't quite sunk in just yet. I had actually went to the same competition last year, and I had came home with a silver, which I still don't quite believe either. But yeah, we managed to bring home the gold to the club this year. So I was actually part of the Irish Judo Association's VI and Adaptive Judo team. We had 13 participants going over, supported by our coaches and our support team as well. And everybody came home with a medal. We actually brought home the Irish Judo Association's largest haul of medals.
Fantastic.
In a VI and adaptive judo competition.
Brilliant.
So that was fantastic. Be part of history, I suppose you might say.
You mentioned your kids being involved in judo as well, as is your husband Gavin.
He is, yes. He kind of got roped into it. He kind of got roped into it as a bit of a helper, a volunteer at the start, and then he just really, really enjoyed it. He's involved in lots of other different martial arts as well. So yeah, he kind of got dragged along with it. So yeah, he's taking part in the judo classes now too.
What advice would you give to anyone thinking about giving it a go that has sight loss themselves?
I would say just try it. That's all I can say, is just give it a go. Even if you don't want to take part that first day, even if you just want to go along, and you're more than welcome to just sit at the side of the mats and just listen to what a class is like, or just have a watch and see what the class is like. Chat with the coaches, chat with the other judo players, just see how they feel about it and what sorts of things that they are saying. Even just go along and just try it. You know, as I say, nobody will ever sort of be pushing you into things that you're not comfortable with. It starts off with very, very basic techniques and very, very fundamental techniques as well. So it's an incredibly welcoming sport, and it's an incredibly welcoming community. Judo's organized into clubs, but it's not really clubs. It's more of a judo community. So at judo events, you tend to find that it's... In other sort of sporting events, you tend to find that clubs go and they'll stay within their clubs and people will just stay within their own wee groups. Whereas judo, everybody's mixing and chatting and talking away to each other. And it's just such a lovely community to be part of.
And that side of it with the mental health side is really important as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think it's a pretty well-known fact now that humans respond really well in terms of mental health and emotional well-being to exercise and being active.
And company as well.
Absolutely.
Now, when you're not competing on the mat, you're working as a sight loss counsellor with RNIB too. What's that job like?
Yes. Oh, that's a really, really interesting job, and I absolutely love it. I started off with RNIB as a volunteer counsellor. And then I moved into, you know, employment positions with them. So it's a really, really interesting job. The role that I'm in at the moment, so we would cover the entire UK. So we can speak to anyone from the UK. We support anyone aged 11 plus and anybody who has sight loss, or anyone who's supporting somebody who has sight loss. So we can speak with family members, with parents, with teachers, friends, relatives, or as I say, the person who has sight loss themselves. So it's one of those jobs that it really is the classic no 2 days are the same, because you're always learning something new and you're always making new connections with people as well.
What does the future hold for you, Claire?
Goodness knows. We had a club grading recently and I moved up to the next belt, because judo works on a belt system. You can gain different colours of belts as you move up. I don't know, maybe one day black belt, who knows. My aim at the minute is just to keep enjoying it, you know, and just keep having fun and learning. So yeah.
Well, Colette Kerr, sight loss counsellor with RNIB and judo champion, thanks for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Barry, and lovely to meet you.